The Brook by Edward Thomas. Seated once by a brook, watching the child, chiefly the paddled eye was thus begot. Mellow the blackbird sang and sharp the thrush, not far off from the oak and hazel brush, unseen. There was a scent like honeycomb for mugwort. Dove. And down upon the dome of the stone the cart horse kicks against so oft, a butterfly alighted. From aloft he took the heat of the sun, and from below, on the hot stone he perched, contented so, as if never a cart would pass again that way. As if I were the last of men, and he the first of insects to have earth and sun together and to know their worth. I was divided between him and the gleam, the motion and the voices of the stream, the waters running frizzled over gravel that never vanish and forever travel. A gray flycatcher, silent on a fence. And I sat as if we had been there since the horsemen and the horse lying beneath the fir tree covered barrow in the heath, the horseman and the horse with silver shoes galloped the downs last. All that I could lose, I lost. And then the child's voice raised the dead. No one's been here before, was what she said, and what I felt. Yet never should have found a word for, till I gathered sight and sound.